for wastewater. This project received a total score of 16 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. And our staff recommendations are the standard ones for a commercial-type building where we have the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code to include sediment and erosion, stormwater, land grading permit, utility easements, improvements, compliance letter from Central Taney Fire, if applicable. A Division 2 permit would be required for an applicable structure. The decision is subject to all existing easements. And then, again, this decision of record shall be filed with the Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or it shall expire. This is MM Highway, and I'll pull it up on our beacon. Subject parcels here. The drawing submitted showing where the building would be. I went ahead and pulled the plat. It's an older one. I can't remember the year, but it was back there. It's tract one, so it's this parcel in the corner. Some photos. There's the drive. Last time we talked about the steepness of MM down to the parcel, so I got some photos of it just to give you an idea. The pad that he somewhat kind of leveled off and got some gravel on is right here on the right. Then we hadn't got a pretty good picture of it here. And that, I'd turn it over to your applicants.
Hello.
Hello. So I'm Scott Hall. I'm here with Jerome. This is a pretty straightforward one. We're just looking for a 40 by 60 shop for him to use for his heating and cooling business. We don't see many customers coming out there. He is going to do mostly kind of the manufacturing work, storage of his units that are out there. He does have plans to live on the northern section, and he's submitted his application for that. But it's pretty straightforward.
If I could, last meeting, I think the wires were an issue on MM, were so low, was the reason we chose not to try to, you know, make a path into that. We stuck to the lower, more level road into the developed area there.
Yeah, they would definitely have to raise the wires.
Yes, sir.
Anything else? No? Is there anyone in the audience that is signed up to speak for the application? Anyone opposed to the application? So neither. So any comments, questions to the applicant?
I'll make a motion to approve as written.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. So much.
Okay, next we've got proposed duplex nightly rental, 110 and 112 Eagle Landing Drive, Branson.
Roy and India Davis are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit to allow nightly rental use in the existing duplex located at 110 and 112 Eagles Landing Drive, Branson. Since their concept, the applicants have purchased that property, so they are the current owners. On the application, we had some separate ownership, but they've closed on it. So included in the application are three separate parcels totaling 3.4 acres per the assessor's information. Also, the assessor's information shows the property is two duplexes with three bedrooms per unit and was built in 1994. Property is served by a private well for water in Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Properties to the west are single-family homes. Property located to the east is a large parcel with a mobile home, and the property to the south is undeveloped property. The subject property received a total score of 14 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. The duplex sets in here, and it's these three parcels. And then we just have our standard Division 3 special use, nightly rental, staff recommendations. Just some photos of the parking. Shows a carport with a garage. This is actually Lakeshore Drive. This is the entrance into the property. And I just went down towards Lakeshore Drive and took a picture of the view up.
So that's the duplex there, Scott?
Mm-hmm. I should have taken a picture, and I can go to the pictometry and look at it. But on the back sides, were both entrances on the back side, India?
The so ones the entrances here? On each side.
Okay.
So where are those?
One entrance is here, correct?
Yep. Correct.
Now it's pretty much split, like right down that ridge line. One side's on one.
And the other one's on this side, right? Here's the carport.
Yeah.
And then is that walkway? This.
Yep.
The front door's right in there.
Yep.
Okay.
But you purchased all three of those tracks.
We did, yes, sir. And some of the things you guys asked us last time was to meet the neighbors over there on Alexander Street. And we attempted with our travel schedule, work, and sick schedule. We were able to meet one of the neighbors and the daughter of one of them. And then one of them is actually in the process of moving out, so... it wasn't very successful on meeting much of the neighbors, but we made an attempt to get that done. So,
let's see. Is there anyone in the audience that is for the application? Anyone that's signed up to speak that's opposed to the application? So we don't have either. You guys can stay up there. Any questions for the applicant? I have one question on a buffer. I guess a buffer plan on the backside. It looks like that's pretty steep drop off there, but
here,
right, sort of in that area over to the homes that would view down that.
Except we got a road there. I mean, there's a
The ditch
there's a road
is
in
pretty...
it, pretty good little ditch in there.
It goes.
It'd be hard to walk across.
Yeah.
The ones across the way are small single families, aren't they? They're not multis, are they?
Yeah, those are all.
They're all single family homes owned by the same individual.
Mm-hmm.
The long-term rental?
That would be my guess, because one individual owns them all.
Any other questions for the applicant?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? The comment I would make is I like the fact that it has a separate drive that goes into that separates it from the subdivision. Motion and a second to approve the application. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Right. Thank you,
sir.
Next, we've got proposed nightly rental at 511 Timber Lane Drive, Branson.
Matthew and Kimberly Gass are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit to allow nightly rental use in the existing single-family home located at 511 Timber Lane Drive, Branson. Per the assessor's information, the four-bedroom single-family home was built in 2017 and is located in the Greenland Acres subdivision, lot number three, and is 7.8 acres in size. Property is served by Public Water District number 3 and an on-site septic wastewater system. Properties in north, south, and west are large tracts of undeveloped properties. Property to the east is a single-family residence. Applicants plan to use the existing vegetation as a buffer along the common residential property line. And this property received a total score of 18 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. Here's our current picture of the home. And then we have our staff recommendations, which are the standard special use Division 3. Here's some photos that were submitted by the applicant, views just from the home. I think we showed these in concept even. And then I took a couple of pictures from the cul-de-sac that just looked in towards the home to give you an idea what it looked like from the road. And with that, I'd turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for seeing us today. We won't take a lot of your time. You know, this property is pretty separated from the rest of the community. I did a little bit of measuring from our front porch to our neighbor's property line is 140 feet. It's 130 feet from the driveway, into our house. You know, we've got more than eight.